Spomenački premijer Janez Drnovšek i patrijar srpski gospodin Pavle ocenili su tokom današnjeg susreta da su mir i demokratizacija osnovni uslovi za zajednički život na Kosovu i za dalji razvoj te pokrajine u okviru Jugoslavije. Srpski patrijarh se danas sastao i sa predsjednikom Slovenije Milanom Kučanom. Bivši komandant ustaškog logora u Jasenovcu Dinko Šakić izjavio je na početku suđenja za zločin protiv civilnog stanovništva da se apsolutno ne osjeća krivim. Sudsko veće odlučilo da se u dokaznom postupku protiv Šakića saslušaju novi svedoci i suđenje se nastavlja 17. marta. Predsjednik Savezne vlade Momir Bulatović imenovao je danas za ministra za sport Velizara Đerića, saopštio je Savezni sekretarijat za informisanje. Temperatura u Beogradu trenutno je 8 stepeni, severoistočni vetar duva brzinom od 1 metra u sekundi.
B92. Vesti.
Mart u ateljeu 212. Novo, velika sveska, Jilly John. Ponovo na repertoaru, na čijoj strani? Sa Ljubom Tadićem, Petrom Božovićem i Petrom Kraljem. Gostovanje, Karolina Neuber, Grad Teatar Budva. Opera za tri groša, u ateljeu 212 i na sceni Madlenijanom u Zemunu. Pozovite odmah, 3247-342, da ne kažete posle kako nema karata. Atelje 212.
Autoškola Sirena, Bogoslovija, telefon 763132.
Because the baby's life has been revoked. The bond is broke, got so choked up and full. Kiss on the close, I miss our wins, I can't reform. No God, I don't get focused. So don't sit back, kick back and watch the world get worse. Cracking dead in your neighborhood is under attack. Put away the crack before the crack puts you away. You need to be there when your baby's old enough to relay.
But don't you make
act now.
Follow the
maze, we are tomorrow.
Radio 392. English. English.
In this afternoon's news, Kosovo Albanians to sign the peace agreement and Serb negotiators call for changes. Kosovo-Albanian negotiators in Paris have formally advised international mediators that they are ready to sign the proposed peace agreement on Kosovo. The conference co-chairman, British Foreign Minister Robin Cook, told media that this was a major step for the Kosovo-Albanians, who had succeeded in obtaining grassroots approval for the agreement. Cook, arriving at the Paris Conference Centre with his French counterpart Hubert Vedrine, welcomed the Albanian decision as making it possible to increase pressure on Serb negotiators, adding that he expected that they would also sign. Shortly after the Albanian agreement was announced, Serbian Prime Minister Milan Milutinovic left for the Yugoslav embassy in Paris. Diplomatic sources claimed that he was seeking consultations with Belgrade. On his return to the conference center, Milutinovic told media that the Serbian delegation was attempting to open a new discussion on the political part of the agreement. Albanian delegation head Hashim Tači said today that he expected the agreement would be signed by Albanian negotiators tomorrow. He categorically dismissed any possibility of the agreement being changed. The Serb delegation has refused to discuss the implementation phase of the political agreement on Kosovo. State media today quoted delegation head Ratko Marković and other negotiators as saying that they had told international mediators that they were in Paris only to talk about the finalization of the political agreement and would not discuss implementation. NATO would have very little choice but to strike if Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic did not sign the peace agreement on Kosovo, US President Bill Clinton said today. When asked if NATO would launch attacks if Milosevic did not sign, Clinton replied that if Milosevic were to remain aggressive and stubborn, there would be very few other options. The US President, who was about to meet NATO Secretary General Javier Solana, said that he would encourage Milosevic to accept the agreement in order to avoid further conflict and bloodshed. Clinton said that the negotiations should be brought quickly to a conclusion, adding that peace was better than war, but that the negotiations could obviously not go on forever. Russia does not believe that an international military presence in Kosovo can be discussed at the moment, the Russian mediator at the Paris conference, Boris Majorsky, told media today. Majorsky said that for Russia, the issue did not exist on any level and that Moscow had never tried to persuade Yugoslavia to accept the military annex to the peace agreement. Asked whether this meant Russia was distancing itself from the deployment of a military force, the Russian mediator answered that the matter did not exist in the current negotiation process, but that there was an attempt to insert it. Belgrade-bound buses were today being redirected from the Pristina-Podujeva road towards Kosovska Mitrovica as fighting broke out north of Pristina today. The conflict began later this morning with an attack on a Yugoslav army jeep which left one officer seriously and two soldiers slightly wounded, according to OSCE verifier Robert Lawson. Lawson added that after the incident, army combat units blocked the village of Besinje. Belgrade dailies Danas and Blitz today paid the fines imposed on them by city magistrates at the weekend for convictions under the Serbian Public Information Act. The editor of the third daily, Glas Javnosti, told media that his company intended to seek funds to pay the fine by demanding that the Serbian Renewal Movement pay off its debt for printing the party's official organ, Srpska Reč. The charges against the dailies were brought by Belgrade City Secretary for Culture, actress Ljiljana Blagojevic, over the publication of a statement by the city's shadow government criticizing her work. A hand grenade was thrown at the house of a journalist in Kragujevac last night. Dragan Alimpijevic, the Kragujevac correspondent for independent Belgrade daily Glas Javnosti, said today that he would bring criminal charges against the unknown bombers, as well as against Kragujevac's mayor and a group of Serbian Renewal Movement politicians. Alimpijevic said that his life had been under constant threat since last December and that he had informed Renewal Group leader Vuk Drašković of the threats against him. We'll be back with more news in English on Radio B92 at 2:05 tomorrow afternoon.
Radio B92. English. English.
ne bi Zeta uzao za političar.
Šta kažete?
Mogli bi naći jednog Srbina koji bi vodio zemlju kako treba. Ne propastio narod, vidiš. I serali su ga da plačkaju banke, da štampaju pare koliko im treba. To su ga isterali.
Da bi bio političar, on bi trebao da bude zaista podoban psihički.
Onako čisto hipotetično.
Ono što je iza nas, ono što jeste i ono što nam možda preostaje. In Medias Press, aktuelni politički magazin.
Dobar dan, poštovani slušalci. Rasplet kosovske krize još uvek nije sasvim na vidiku, a možda i veoma blizu. Sve u svemu, pregovori u Francuskoj se nastavljaju, a dok se taj rasplet ne desi, ekipa emisije Index Plus, koja se čuje na frekvenciji radija B92 u Beogradu i na talasima članica Asocijacije nezavisnih elektronskih medija, rešila je da emisije u ponedeljkom posveti Srbima sa Kosova. U današnjoj emisiji moći ćete da čujete Kostu Bulatovića, jednog od lidera iz srpskog pokreta krajem 80. godina.
Kosovo mora biti ili srpsko, ili će biti rat, ili ćemo izgubiti Srbiju, neće biti Srbije. I ne treba da bude Srbije ako se dozvoli da se iscupa srce Srbije.
Radmila Trajković, lekar iz Prištinskog kliničkog centra, bila je i član Srpske radikalne stranke i član Republičke vlade, takođe i Srpske radikalne stranke. U međuvremenu je smenjena iz te vlade, a i nije više ni u Srpskoj radikalnoj stranci.
I ova vlast, ukoliko bude želela da ostane na vlasti, mora da se bori da zadrži Kosovo i Metohiju unutar Srbije.
Naš treći sagovornik je jeromonah Sava, iguman manastira Dečin.
U najgorem scenariju Srpsko pravoslavna crkva, naročito njeno monaštvo, bi ostalo na Kosovu i Metohiji, pa makar to bila i velika Albanija.
Ako smete da objavite...
Mi sve smemo da objavim.
Ja smem sve da kažem.
Index Plus.
E, dakle, albanska delegacija za pregovore u Parizu je još u subotu odletela francuskim avionom iz Prištine. U toj delegaciji našla su se i neka lica sa poternice, a Ibrahim Rugova je pred samo poletanje aviona izjavio da ide u Pariz da potpiše. U Pariz je otišla i naša delegacija na čelu sa Ratkom Markovićem, potpredsjednikom srpske vlade, a na začelju sa Ćerimom Abazijem, predstavnikom egipatske nacionalne manjine. Sve oči su dakle uprte u grad svetlosti. Čujte šta naši današnji sagovornici očekuju od tih pregovora. Na samom početku je jeromonah Sava.
Šta očekujete od pregovora u Francuskoj?
Smatram da će susret u Francuskoj na neki način otvoriti jedan duži proces pregovaranja i pokazati potrebu da je neophodno da dođe do neposrednih pregovora i dogovora između dve delegacije kako bi se pronašlo neko kompromisno rešenje. Smatram pre svega da će prevagnuti jedno uverenje i shvatanje da se sporazumi i dogovori ne mogu nametati, naročito pod pretnjom sile, već da je potrebno pronaći najoptimalnija rešenja u mirnim uslovima. Naročito se nadam da će i naš predlog o kantonizaciji biti razmotren i da će se uvideti da on nudi zaista jedno dobro rešenje koje može da zadovolji interese i jedne i druge strane i pre svega omogući dalji opstanak srpskog naroda na Kosovu i Metohiji, što po ovom planu je vrlo teško.
Radmila Trajković.
Šta očekujete od nastavka pregovora i kako ocenjujete srpsku delegaciju?
Od Rambuea svi mi očekujemo mnogo. Zaista želimo da očekujemo mnogo i nadamo se mnogo. Svaki tračak nade sve ono što čovek misli da treba da desi ovih dana. Uliva optimizam jednostavno svaki taj susret međunarodni. Ja moram da vam kažem, meni je doista malo neprijatno. Mi smo pre nekoliko dana imali u politici poternicu za ovaj